This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 452 for Monday, June 27th. ICE canola futures are stronger on Monday, gleaning support from gains in the Chicago soy complex. The old crop July canola contract rises $18.60 at $901.10 per ton. New crop November gains $19.20 at $889.40 per ton. Countering those gains in Chicago are losses in European rapeseed and the overnight session for Malaysian palm oil. But modest upticks in global crude oil prices are lending support to the vegetable oil market. While scattered showers are forecast for the northern half of the prairies, the entire region is expected to see moderate temperatures for most of this week. That absence of major weather concerns is applying some pressure on canola. The Canadian dollar is on the rise, with the loonie climbing to 77.63 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 77.32. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export shipments of corn for the week ending June 23rd are nearly 1.25 million tons, up slightly from the previous week. Outbound movements of soybeans exceed 468,000 tons and also higher than last week. Those for wheat are a little bit higher at more than 352,000 tons. The USDA will release its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. The USDA is scheduled to issue its quarterly stocks estimates on Thursday. Ahead of that report, the trade pegged soybean stocks at 965 million bushels, up 25.5% from last June. Corn stocks are about 4.35 billion bushels, up 5.6% from June of last year. And wheat stocks are projected to be 685 million bushels, a drop of 18.9% from a year ago. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The July contract jumps 20 cents at 16.30 and a half per bushel. July soy oil gains 1.07 cents at 70.82 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal climbs $10.10 at 442.70 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Monday as the September contract falls 21.5 cents at 6.61 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed as the July contract is stronger, but the September contract drops 24 cents at 5.09. The U.S. wheat complex is down as Chicago September gives up 19 cents at 9.17.5. Kansas City September also falls 19 cents at 9.79. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September loses 28 cents at 10.43. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, June 27th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.